about off, huh?
That's right. I'm on the way.
Oh, good. Well, just sorry you have to do it, but it'll you may find that the fact that you don't have the damn pressure on this trip is, it won't be nearly as hard on you in a sense, you know.
Well,
I think the combination of a long trip and terrible pressure, you know, is very hard. I know, for example, when I finish a political campaign, even though it isn't the traveling, it's the fact I've been under very, very heavy pressure. And, you know, if you go on a vacation, take a long trip, you don't feel that bad, you know?
That's right. No, so, it will do, yeah. And it will do some good.
Oh, of course it will. I what I meant is, though, you can handle it. You don't have to prepare for it like you do the others, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know the Japanese situation like the back of your hand.
Right.
And
no, it isn't.
You're not going to have those damned all-night sessions and all that sort of thing.
No, it isn't, and nothing depends on it.
Yeah, well,
I mean, then it's not going to be
sure.
An agreement to
sure. Well, what I meant is, it's a kind of a thing where just the fact that you're going and being available and talking to them and holding their hands is a good thing, and it's going to be good. It'll worry the Chinese and worry the Russians, and that's good.
That's right.
And it'll reassure the Japanese a little.
Well, sure. I tell you, that conversation with the Brennan was amazing.
Yeah, I was so interested in that. He really felt that the personal relationship had been established.
That's right. He said that is the key thing. He said that. And
yeah.
No, that's not what he thought. That's what Brezhnev is telling you. That's a message from Brezhnev.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's important. That's important. And also, it's important that he feels that he has the same relation with you, because that means you can take that next trip and it'll just be like, you know, we really got to come down to it, Henry, that every time, you know, every time some torpedo boat moves into the Cienfuegos, I can't get into it. And now we've got a relationship established where you can.
That's right.
See what I mean? I mean, you have before, but now he knows, and we need to do that, because normally you'd have your Secretary of State for that sort of thing, but they know that that has no credibility.
That's right. He told me off the record, he said Kosygin was appalled at how little Rogers knew about the trade thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Kosygin knew everything about it, and one thing about it, Peterson will be well prepared. He'll do a good job. Incidentally, I was interested in your reaction to that speech thing, as I know that Bob told you, but before I had told him, or I had read it, and I didn't want to bother you, and I said, Bob, I just read this thing, and it's just too damn euphoric, I think, but I should see if what Henry's reaction is without telling him what mine is, and yours is exactly the same.
Exactly, almost verbatim.
I said it's too far. And the point that I'm concerned about is that why it is that our speechwriters, after they have worked on speeches with me, you know, every one that I've made, and I keep changing them out, why do they always come up with the same stuff, Henry? I don't know, you know?
Well, that's their basic conviction, but it also supports the point we were discussing yesterday.
Yeah.
The degree to which you have pulled this government along.
Yeah. You know, in other words, if I were to follow it, I could go off and read this. That's what most people would do.
And it's a rather good speech,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
a pappy speech.
It'll sound nice to the Rotarians.
That's right.
And it'll say, gee, things have all changed and the world is different. For example, I would have thought that any speechwriter would have put in, when they said how much the world had changed, let's also remember, however, that the world has not changed in certain respects. Our philosophies are very different. We have very great differences, and so you know what I mean. You've got to put that in. And there are realistic people on both sides who have a different view of the world, and just getting to know each other isn't going to settle it. These agreements isn't going to assure it. Well, you know what I mean. It's just one of those things that it just shows you too, Henry, that on all this stuff, we just got, in the foreign policy, we just got to watch every word.
That's exactly right.
Because all of a sudden it'll slip by and some jackass statement will be made that we shouldn't want to make.
Exactly.
As you say, this speech is practically one that McGovern could make.
That's right.
Huh?
Except for a few pages at the end.
Oh, yeah, where we threw in the...
But we should start going after McGovern, Mr. President.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because basically his whole attitude is the white flag and going to Hanoi, and there's your line about that, good God, we could have gotten that at Paris.
Right. We don't have to go.
You don't have to go to Hanoi to surrender.
That's right.
And put up that flag and... Well, anyway, have a good trip.
Right, thank you.
Bye.